Hello and welcome to yet another new edition of The Seance. We're on a roll here. We've not missed one for a few weeks.
Heck, yep. And yes, it is time once again to convene in the parlour for the placing of hands upon the lacework and the conjuration through the crystal wireless set of phantasms and audio wonders, commencing with ROC. Do you remember them?
Yes. I'm lying. No, I don't.
Every ancient lives produces its Venetians.
repressed chin strokey voice. That was Freedom, Aspirations of a Prisoner by Ramar from the Meditations on Afrocentrism EP. It sounds a bit heavy, but
weighty,
it's
title.
Good stuff. It's quite cinematic, real collage of various stuff from Africa and African American bits and pieces throughout the years. And it's got a great proper collage sleeve as well, so worth it just for that.
Very nice sleeve with all your Malcolm X's and Marcus Garvey's and so on there. And before that we had Discounters In by ROC, a sorely underrated, in my humble one, combo from the mid-90s, from their second album, Virgin, which was on Virgin. You're listening to Seance and Radio Reverb.com 97.2 FM. This is Pete Wiggs and Dumb, as we sorely neglected to mention at the start of the show. And the other week I played something by Breton, who have an album out this month on Fat Cat. This one's less belligerent, but equally wonderful. It does have some of that auto-tune vocal flim-flam at some point in the middle, though, so which is okay, but mind you, don't step in it. This is called The Commission.
And that was the cutting edge of music in whenever it was made, using homemade bass and things like that, a T-chest and an elastic band or whatever.
And the skull of a baboon.
And that was Johnny Parker's Washboard Band, and the number 69, some skiffle, why not?
Excellent. Is that skiffle? I suppose it would be, wouldn't it?
According to the compilation that it's on.
Well, that'll nail it, won't it? The Cold Nose is the name of the first album by Department of Eagles. Was released about 5-6 years ago. It's been reissued. I think it was a little bit overlooked at the time. And it contains various gems and early works, of which this ranks among the finest. It's called Sailing by Night.
Clean up the
Sailing by Night by Department of Eagles, and I never fail to be moved by how that unravels, or perhaps ravels at the end.
Yeah, gives a bit of flashing blade at the end.
It does indeed, yes. Discuss. And you're listening to the Seance on RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM with Pete Wiggs and Dum. And I feel the urge to enjoy a packet of three. Is there one imminent?
There is one. There's actually a proper thread to this one. Not saying that yours didn't have one last.
Right, okay, what are you saying?
Occasionally minor of it.
You're saying I lack cohesion in my in my themes and my concepts.
Anyway, I might be bigging myself up too much.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let you hear it first.
There she sits, her hands are held tight around her glass. She only needs to be alone. She knows this mood will pass. To realize that she was strong and he too weak to stay. And to realize that she is better off this way. Understood so very well the things she had to say. Soon he'll understand that he is better off this way. Breathe candles in his mind, bright and tiny gems of memory. Breathe candles burn so fine, leaves a light inside where he can see what makes it worthwhile. His sadness makes him smile. In the corner, see his face. A man just sips his drink. Not one feeling does he show, far too numb to think. He does not say a single word, no word of love to say. Maybe he will soon believe he's better off this way.
Temporary secretary, temporary secretary. regular has been getting sick. I need a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary. Stay on the right track. She can be a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary. We'll be right back.
Sunday, it was I had an urge to listen to that because it was raining and I had a fridge to clean, and I was taken back to my teenage angst years.
Yeah, that's going to bring on some existential ennui on a Sunday, isn't it? For sure, for sure.
Great, from a great album, Drumming the Beating Heart, if you like that kind of, I know it's acquired taste, some people don't like his voice. That's Eyeless and Gaza and Transience Blues. Mm-hmm. And that gave me the thought for this packet.
Okay.
So we started off with Brief Candles.
Okay.
Temporary flickering temporal flames and, of memory.
Right.
And then Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney, which is about a temporal secretary.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the most temporary of jobs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so it wasn't that well thought, was it?
No, it was good. No, it's a splendid and solidly thought out three conceptually and also musically. I do like a bit of electro macca. And corrections and clarifications time, by the way. What I neglected to say the other week was that the fabulous squelchy 1968 Peter Gunn ripoff from Germany that I played to open the show was slung my way by honorary seancee and crate digger of considerable renown, Mr. Andrew McGee. Many props for that, Mr. McGee, for your eternal fountainhead of supreme musical esoterica.
That's praise indeed. I think he can go to his grave if he's intending on dying.
Did I really sort of say that? Sood's corner indeed. But thanks again, Squire. Props as always. Let's have some Monks, and That's My Girl.
Shut up! flowed that way. Feels so good, could be here for days. Touch your body, walk with your soul. As we both relax, loving to the max, sipping on your sound, no one knows where we're at. Oh baby, count each way, slowly one by one. Me and you in the horizon. In and out, baby, up and down. Girl, it feels so wet. We just can't forget how the waves move us in this flow. Ooh, baby. Watch the ripples as we sit by. Love our language on my knees. Find the signs, baby. Yeah. Above the beach, shimmering and all so bright, baby, baby. Above the beach, going to the night. We have been assigned love so clear. We will see all day. Feeling lightning struck, there's no better luck. We may never, ever, ever get up. Oh baby, yeah. Oh baby,
That's Mark Van Hearn from his frankly gobsmacking current album for Editions Migo, which is called The Revenant Diary, and that's called Don't Look Back.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I want to investigate more.
Yeah, you should. He's actually otherwise available as Locust and as a founder member of Seafeel. And apparently what he's done with this album is delve back into the very earliest pieces of music that he made, I think, in the early 90s, and has sort of reconfigured tiny little slabs of it. And there's hardly a Duff track on there, if any.
Oh, brilliant.
You're listening to The Seance on RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM with Pete Wiggs and Dum. And what did we have before that?
Oh, yeah, before that it was Leon Ware, but it was a kind of Danny Crivet extended.
Ah, it's Mr. Crivet.
That's Jazz Love Soul remix of On the Beach. Yeah, which I hadn't heard before. I really like it.
I had the privilege of enjoying a Danny Crivet set with Joe Clausel and Francois Kevorkian in the famed Body and Soul night spot. I say night spot, afternoon spot in New York on a sweltering Puerto Rican National Pride Day in 1999. And yeah, it was an incredible set. But you can't get drunk in these places. They don't serve alcohol.
Oh, really?
As such, yeah, really watered down Cult 45, and you know, so you're just glugging this stuff back and sweating buckets because it was the hottest day New York had seen for about 20 years, I think.
I'm going to have that image now when I hear that again, you sweating buckets.
Yeah, well, I nearly got my top off with the rest of the crew in there, but I wasn't quite pumped enough. Didn't look like a condom stuffed full of walnuts like some of the boys in there.
And from walnuts to coconuts with Eden Arbaz. We'll sign off and see you next week.
Beautiful. Join us next week.
To live in an old shack by the sea and breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk, the new moon and the full moon, the tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness. And lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people and do a little trading and see the great ships come and go and man have me a ball. And in the evening, when the sky is on fire, heaven and earth become my great open cathedral, where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. As darkness covers the face of the deep, lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dreamers dream. I am the wind, the sea, the evening star. I am everyone, anyone, no one.